This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military said a Russian fighter jet on Tuesday struck the propeller of a U.S. drone over the Black Sea, causing American forces to bring down the U.S. drone.
This MQ-9 was operating in international airspace over international waters and posed a threat to nobody. It was an unsafe and unprofessional intercept.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby, he added that U.S. State Department officials would be speaking directly with their Russian counterparts. State Department spokesman Ned Price called it a brazen violation of international law. Talks continue to extend a deal to allow grain shipments from Ukraine's Black Sea ports ahead of a deadline later this week, the United Nations and Turkey said on Tuesday, after Kyiv rejected a Russian push for a reduced 60-day renewal. Since Russia and Ukraine signed the UN-backed Black Sea Grain Initiative in Turkey on July 22nd, millions of tons of grain and other food products have been exported. Hundreds of Israelis have called for Germany and Britain to cancel upcoming visits by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The legislation to weaken Israel's Supreme Court was accepted by a parliament vote and will be passed to the Special Committee of Amendments. Israeli demonstrators blocked roads to government offices in Jerusalem the following day. The move gives Netanyahu's coalition control over the appointment of the nation's judges. They say the plan is a long overdue measure to curb what they see as outsized influence by unelected judges. But critics say the plan will destroy Israel's fragile system of checks and balances. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. A surprise government shakeup by South Sudan's president this month has raised new concern about the country's stability. Sheila Pony reports from Juba.
President Salva Kiir made changes to the cabinet just over a week ago. But for Riek Machar, Kiir's political rival and now his vice president, Kiir's firing of Defense Minister Angelina Tenge was a violation of the 2018 peace deal that ended South Sudan's civil war. Tenge is also Machar's wife. Civil activists are now urging Kiir and Machar to put aside their differences and work together to achieve peace. Sheila Oponi, VOA News, Juba, South Sudan.
The death toll in Malawi from Cyclone Freddy nearly doubled to 190 on Tuesday after the record-breaking storm triggered floods and landslides in the second strike on Africa in less than 3 weeks. After brewing off Australia in early February, Freddy traversed the Indian Ocean and made landfall on southeastern Africa in late February before returning over the weekend and delivering a second punch. Malawi's Department of Disaster Management Affairs said, quote, the death toll has risen from 99 to 190, with 584 injured and 37 reported missing. Relief workers said they expected the tally to rise. Two girls are suspected of killing a 12-year-old girl who was found dead in western Germany over the weekend. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
The body of the victim, known only as Louise, was found near a cycle path on Sunday by police. Her parents had raised the alarm the day before after she had visited with a friend. Investigators say she died as a result of knife wounds. A German investigator said the children admitted to the crime. Prosecutor Mario Manweiler said a motive for the crime may not come to an adult's mind and that he could not release further details. Because of the young ages of the suspects, they are not subject to criminal law in Germany and are in the hands of the youth office.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. The 2026 World Cup will have 104 matches instead of the traditional 64 games due to the expanded format, with 48 teams taking part. Global soccer governing body FIFA said on Tuesday ahead of its Congress in Kigali, Rwanda. The 2026 edition, which will be co-hosted by the United States, Canada, and Mexico, will be the first edition of the quadrennial tournament where 48 teams are taking part. The final will be held on July 19th, 2026. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.